expatiate at any length on famous pictures and statues. This book is a series of faint reflections, mere shadows in the water, of places to which the imaginations of most people are attracted in a greater or less degree, on which mine has dwelt for years and which have some interest for all. The greater part of the descriptions were written on the spot and sent home from time to time in private letters. I do not mention the circumstance as an excuse for any defects they may present, for it would be none, but as a guarantee to the reader that they were at least penned in the fullness of the subject and with the liveliest impressions of novelty and freshness. If they have ever a fanciful and idle air, perhaps the reader will suppose them written in the shade of a sunny day, in the midst of the objects of which they treat, and will like them none the worse for having such influences on the country upon them. I hope I am not likely to be misunderstood by professors of the Roman Catholic faith on account of anything contained in these pages. I have done my best, in one of my former productions, to do justice to them, and I trust, in this, they will do justice to me. When I mention any exhibition that impressed me as absurd or disagreeable, I do not seek to connect it or recognize it.